Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, welcome to another live in-studio performance in our Soundcheck podcast series. Streaming live on Facebook and YouTube, I'm John Schaefer. The Grahams are a duo, the husband and wife team of Doug and Alyssa Graham, and their music is a wide-angle technicolor blend of mid-20th century pop with 21st century indie storytelling. And it's really American. Their new album, Kids Like Us, due on March 27th, grew out of a trip along the famed Route 66. We'll find out more about that from them in a few minutes. But first, the Grahams are here to play one of their new songs. This, in fact, is the title track, Kids Like Us.
I wanna shed my skin and forget my name.
That's the Grahams, live here in our New Sound studio on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, and the title track of their forthcoming album called Kids Like Us. The Grahams are Doug and Alyssa Graham on vocals and guitar. It's great to have you guys here.
Thank you so much.
Great
Such
to be
an
here.
Honor.
With the band, Thayer Serrano playing keyboards. You heard her doing a bit of singing as well. Aaron Baylor on bass. He's doing a bit of backing vocals. Andrew Bones is behind our drum kit. And so the story goes that the two of you, Doug, took off on a motorcycle to follow the legendary Route 66.
That's right.
Why that particular journey at this particular time?
Well, it's a good question. The quick answer is that we have two other records as the Grahams. The first one, we traveled the Mississippi River, and we lived on a houseboat in the Atchafalaya Swamp in Louisiana and wrote that record, and that was the Rivers. And then mm-hmm. the second album, we traveled every rail line in the country, and we wrote our second record, Glory Bound, on those trains. And we were like, okay, so we have rivers and rails.
We needed an alliteration.
Yeah, right. So, we needed a road.
I guess we need a road.
We needed a road.
We live on the road. We drive on the road all the time. So maybe we should do a special road.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we should get our motorcycle licenses and drive it on a motorcycle.
So wait, you weren't...
We had no idea how to ride motorcycles.
Wow.
We do now, though.
Yeah, I passed my test, like, by a hair, and Doug, you know, passed with flying colors, so I got demoted to the back seat of the motorcycle.
No, it's just too heavy, that's all.
So it was a single motorcycle.
It was one motorcycle, yes.
Okay. Route 66 starts in Chicago, ends in L.A.,
correct.
So that's what? That's got to be close to 2,000 miles.
2,300
It's yeah. over 2,000 yeah. miles.
Yes, it was a death-defying journey.
It was awesome.
During election season.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Right before the 2017-16.
So not just a portrait of a place, but a portrait of a place at a specific time.
At a very specific time, yes.
Which, interestingly enough, Route 66 often can be related to the forgotten America.
Yeah.
It's sort of America in ruins. So after the election happened, everyone was talking about, what? Oh, it's forgotten America, you know? Well, we were witnessing it firsthand, you know?
So what were you, I mean...
Sometimes we think it should have been forgotten.
No.
Sorry, St. Louis,
yeah,
and
no,
Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City, and all the rest of it.
All those towns are amazing. We met so many amazing people in those towns.
So it wasn't just about the journey. It was about stopping along the way and, you know,
Yeah, we stopped along the way and we did a lot of interviews with other artists and, you know, just spoke to people about what they were experiencing during this time in our country's history. And, you know, the answers were very varied and yeah. very surprising at times. And so we love to experience, you know, speaking with people who have very different opinions than we do and just seeing where they're coming from.
So what is Route 66 like once you get past, say, St. Louis? You know, yeah. it was the major road from Chicago to L.A., mm. yeah. but that was before the highway system was put in place. And now it's been sort of bypassed, right?
Yeah,
well, Route 40, Highway 40, the big interstate.
I-40,
yeah. I-40, yeah. It basically, I forget where it picks up. I think it's near Oklahoma City where it's just, you know, or once you get to Oklahoma, you're basically riding nearby to I-40. But it becomes very deserty at that point. So yeah. the sort of secretive part of the highway ends and you can sort of, it just runs along 40. But at the same time, the mystery begins because you're in the desert, you know.
Yeah.
So there's an amazing thing that happens in that transition.
But so when you're on that part of the road, do you feel like you're in a forgotten America,
yes.
an America that is sort of preserved in amber from the middle
Absolutely.
Of the 20th century?
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's literally presented that way. I don't think it's any secret. Half the towns are ghost towns.
Hmm. And, of course, there would have been all these restaurants and shops and gas stations because, as I say, it was a main drag,
That's right.
a main road.
That's right. It was like the road to the land of milk and honey. You
yeah,
know?
The grapes of wrath and everything.
All that
right,
stuff.
Of course, of course. So, you know, that kind of heartland sound has been a part of your music. We hear echoes of it even in that song, Kids Like Us.
Yeah.
But then there's also this big 60s cinematic sound. And the song, Alyssa, that you're going to do next for us
especially at the beginning, reminds me of those
Phil
old
Spector.
Well, the, remember the teenage tragedy songs?
Yeah, of
like
course.
Leader of the Pack.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, I mean, there was just that, like in the late 50s, early 60s, all these songs about teenagers dying and stuff.
Right.
Definitely.
Not that that's what happens in this song, but it just has that tenor, that emotional
Absolutely.
Tenor to it.
Well, being that we started up in Chicago area, you know, we were listening to a lot of those 60s Phil Spector girl groups, the mm-hmm. Ronettes, the Shangri-Las, the Chiffons, all those. And
Detroit sounds, too.
Those are, you know, musicians that we heard. When we grew up together, Doug and I, we were listening to Neil Young and Dylan and those kinds of things from the 60s. But our parents were still listening to some of that stuff. And we didn't really delve into that as much on the other records, but for this one, it seemed appropriate, you know, and it definitely rubbed off on us, as you'll hear on this next song.
All right, the song is called Running Out of Time, and it does, in fact, sound like a song that is somehow out of time here in 2020. It's from the forthcoming album by the Grahams called Kids Like Us, out on March 27th, but we're getting a bit of a preview today. Here's Running Out of Time.
To my knees, I fell apart. I remember driving in your car. No one ever knew we went that far. Take me to another place in the stars. We're running out of time for love. Running out of time for love. Stop waiting.
The Grahams with Running Out of Time, live performance of a song from the forthcoming album called Kids Like Us, out on March 27th. So we were talking about the sound, you know, this bringing this big kind of 60s cinematic vibe to this record. And some of that is down to you guys wanting that sound, and some of that is also the producer.
Absolutely.
Richard Swift, the late Richard Swift, producer extraordinaire, former member of the Shins, long, impressive resume. This was the last record he ever worked on, right?
I believe so, yes.
And then he died before it was finished?
He did.
Right before it was mastered, sort of, right?
Right. He never got to hear the last song, which... We actually had written a song for him that's on the album called Searching the Milky Way.
Right. We intended for him to hear it.
Of course.
You know, which is the weird problem.
But he was amazing and just magical, and everyone that knows his music knows how stunning he is. He was also like that in person. But, you know, he lived hard, and we lost him too early. For us, you know, he passed the baton on to Danny Malad, who helped finish the record and... brought a lot of the sounds you're hearing to the record. But, you know,
and
Richard...
Dan is certainly capable of that.
He's
amazing. As our listeners know, he's been here with Lucius and a couple of other...
Elizabeth and the Catapult,
of course. Yeah.
And, you know, both of them just like... Danny was really able to keep the integrity of what Richard was doing and see it through. And Richard was texting us the whole time through the end and...
Richard kept talking to us about his experience recording Lucius, and he was like, the guys in the band were so awesome, man, and they're really awesome. I loved working with them. So we were like, well, maybe we should call Danny.
Yeah. Richard was just not in a state to finish the record.
Right.
But the other person that has a big part in this record besides Richard and Danny is our best friend, Brian McCann, who we grew up with from childhood. He is our co-writer, and so he... participates a lot in these songs too, and I just like to give him props because he's never here.
So you all grew up together?
Yes.
Where?
Yes.
In New Jersey.
Jersey. I mean, didn't you hear some Springsteen in that first song?
Absolutely. Well, when I say Heartland Rock, I mean, people think John Mellencamp and stuff, but Springsteen is definitely tapped
into
that.
Yeah, definitely.
So these are songs, a lot of them about love or the loss of love, trying to get love back. But there seems to also be a political undertone and sometimes an overtone.
There is. We didn't...
Well, you know, we've been together since... Hi, I'll give you... we've been together our whole lives. And so, you know...
It's hard to escape the love part.
Yeah, it's hard for us to write songs about breaking up. So we were able to sort of do that with the idea of the political breakup sort of in our heads. And so that was guiding us. And obviously, we've experienced heartache ourselves as well. But, you know, we have a very grand love and... those breakup songs are sort of about us breaking up with America or America breaking up with us, you know, so.
And we were fearful at the time that we were writing these songs, you know. We were fearful about the future of the country. We were fearful about the election and all that, but we
Unfortunately, those fears turned out to be unfounded.
We all laugh now.
But we were mostly, we realized after writing a lot of these songs, we were fearful of losing that sort of, you know, love, about the whole country losing love. And you know, so a lot of the songs are about politics, but mostly we tried to put an angle on them of getting back to love rather than hate. I know that sounds cliche, but that's that's the angle we took on a lot of those songs.
Right.
We're running out of time for love.
And you now have another generation of Grahams to
Hi,
be thinking
Georgie.
About.
That's right.
Hi, Dad.
So a one-year-old daughter?
Who's, yes.
So this would have been after most of the songwriting, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. While we were mastering, yeah. That's when Doug knocked me up.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Way to go, buddy. Way to go.
Way to go.
You're listening to WTMI, where no amount of information is too much, apparently.
That's awesome. I love it.
So this next song, Bite My Tongue,
yes,
has an absolutely hilarious video.
Thank you.
Now,
I'm glad you found it funny and didn't take it seriously.
Was it shot, some of it shot in Brooklyn?
Oh, it's all in Greenpoint.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So when you guys were tooling down the highway on Route 66 in your fact-finding mission for the making of this record, which version of you did the people see? Was it the nebbishy hipster Doug and Alyssa, or was it the kind of in-your-face biker?
Nebbishy is like one of my favorite words, by the way. Mostly we were dressed like the punk rockers.
I mean,
we were driving motorcycles.
We have bandanas on our faces and, you know, like covering up like we're bank robbers from the, you know, the turn of the century or whatever. And we're nice people. We're always nebbishy nice people.
But you present as badasses.
But we might present a little bit darker
sometimes. No, we've been told that we're like the nicest band in rock and roll and always on time. And we've decided that's probably not the best image for rock and roll, but, you know.
The Grahams, yeah, they're super punctual.
Yes, super punctual.
Don't hire them
so
again.
So nice.
Well, it is time to hear another song. So please play Bite My Tongue here once again live in our studio, the ever punctual Grahams.
Rock and roll.
Why does life have to be so hard out here on Foothill Boulevard? The skinny boys muscle cars have sold their souls. I set out for Los Angeles, you know it brought me to my knees. I'm holed up in the desert breeze. San Gabriel can go to hell. My heart is broken down, and the racists in this town are holding hard and fast. Get out while I'm young. They say the wind blows east to west. I'd like to put that to the test. Hitch a wind sail to my vest and leave the ground and blow this town. My heart is broken down, and the racist in this town. Get out while I'm young. Why does life have to be so hard out here on Foothill Boulevard? The skinny girls in daddy's car have sold their souls. They wanna go, go, go. My heart is broken down, and the racist in this town holding hard and fast. They found me out at last. I'm gonna bite my tongue. Young.
Once again, the Grahams with Bite My Tongue, a song from the forthcoming album called Kids Like Us, which is out on March 27th. You know, it wouldn't take much for that to be a country song. I mean, play it a little slower, maybe pedal steel instead of lead guitar.
It started as a country song.
Yes.
It really did.
Okay.
But get Richard Swift on that.
On the other hand, if you played it double time with all downstrokes on the guitar, it'd make an excellent punk song.
My man. You know what's up.
Wait, that's not a punk song? I thought that was a punk song.
My man knows what's up.
So, album's out March 27th.
Yes,
and
sir.
Then you're off to Europe, right?
Yes, we leave the day before and start a 6-week tour over there on March 27th.
And who will Georgina be with?
Georgette.
Georgette.
Or Georgie. Georgie. You can call her Gigi if you'd like. She will be with us. And yes. We have a wonderful friend, Kasha. Hi, Kasha.
Hey, Kasha.
Who's going to bring her along. And she's rocked out with these guys before on tour. So.
All right.
She's a good little roadie.
Got her little baby headphones.
She's got her baby headphones.
Yeah. Excellent, excellent. Well, congratulations on both of your recent creative endeavors.
Thank you.
Totally.
The band is The Grahams. The album is called Kids Like Us. Guys, thanks very much.
Thanks,
John. Pleasure.
This is Soundcheck. That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us. Baby.